Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay.
I'm not
Are
saying
ready?
Anything.
Are we ready? What are we thinking about this?
It's 8:17:30, so I'm not saying anything. Can we skip it this week? No, I'm
Are
just
we ready?
Kidding. Are we ready, Brayton? We're ready.
We're ready. Let's have you pick the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
You're 35 seconds late. Let's do it.
But the bet.
Wow, 35.
Oh, my.
That's
Lord.
Not
That's
it's
nothing.
Time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Week 3, Bills, Rams, Sunday.
I'm going to pick the Bills to win the game because of this new, wonderful, passing, attack-heavy Air Allen offense.
Josh going to throw it. Looks. Fires into the end zone. He's got Tyler Kroft open. Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo!
What else can we pick? Like, how many beers you going to have pregame? I'm going to pick which receiver throws a touchdown pass this week.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
35 seconds late, my
phone. Look at you. You nailed that game.
Well, you know, that was actually from 20 years ago. We're just making it, using it for this. Okay.
Three wins That's on the board for the Bills.
Yay.
Three games coming up against unbeaten teams. I doubt Pittsburgh will be unbeaten by the time December 13th comes, but hey, you never know.
That'd be quite the story.
Two of their next three opponents remain unbeaten. Maybe they'll be unbeaten by the time they play. Hey, good news. Tennessee and Pittsburgh play this week.
Ooh, very
so
nice.
Somebody's losing a game.
All right.
Anyway. Let's get to the schedule. Bills have a tough schedule. There was a fancy stats graph that went out yesterday ranking the offenses and where everybody fits on offensive efficiency, and you may be not shocked to know that the Bills' offense has very good numbers. The three best offenses, including tiers, right, the tiers of offense going into last night, Baltimore, Green Bay, Buffalo in the first tier. Second tier, San Francisco. Bills play them. Third tier includes Pittsburgh, New England, L.A., Seattle, Kansas City. The Bills play all of those teams, six games against those teams. The next tier is Arizona, Tennessee. Like, the moral of the story is a lot of games against good offenses coming up. So the Bills' defense will be tested, and the Bills' offense is going to have to keep up with some pretty good offenses right now. The league is really seeing a lot of points. Okay, anyway, 3-0, heading to what might have been the coolest road trip ever for Bills fans. Vegas. You go to the Death Star. That's what they're calling it. You go to the Strip. That would have been so great. 425 kickoff. Bills, Raiders just lost to New England. Patriots were able to take out Darren Waller. And I saw one all-22 where the Patriots double-teamed Derek Carr's checkdown. And he didn't know what to do.
Wow.
Because he's a lot of checkdowns.
Yeah.
And the Raiders have injuries at receiver.
They
Ruggs
do. Yeah.
And Edwards, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Both might not be 100%, might not play.
Yeah.
Bills, Raiders, week 4.
You know, I'm looking at numbers here. You were talking about the Bills' offensive numbers, which are really impressive. And then I'm looking at the Vegas defensive numbers. 27th in yards, 25th in points, 30th in rushing average, 26th in third down. Their defense it's been an issue since Gruden got back. It's still an issue. One of their better players, their middle linebacker, is questionable with an injury at this point of the week. Like the matchup of the Bills' offense against that Raiders' defense, I am feeling good about this one. I'll take a Bills win.
Bills win. Yeah, I'm not too worried about Derek Carr. Josh Jacobs and the way the Raiders run the ball, we'll see. Jacobs is good. And Waller's a problem, but New England, if you want to see on tape how to do it, New England did it.
Well, look,
kept him really quiet.
And if Ruggs didn't play the other game, I guess Edwards did, and I think he left injured. But if one or both guys are out, you can spend all your time trying to stop Darren Waller in the passing game. Or a good chunk of it, anyway.
Win over the Raiders to move to 4-0 and play Tennessee. By the way, who's going to win Tennessee-Pittsburgh? I want to know who, if it's a matchup of unbeatens.
Pittsburgh.
Okay, so 3-1 Tennessee, 4-0 Buffalo, 1 o'clock on a Sunday. In Tennessee, another really fun road trip for Bills fans, and it would have been nice.
I hate to do this because I'm not a big Ryan Tannehill fan, but I'm going to take Tennessee in this game.
Ooh. Tweet your hatred, you know, at HSimon62.
Yes.
Hashtag Howard hater.
Yeah,
Howard
right.
hates the Bills.
Way to kill the buzz of the entire season. No, you know what I'm worried about in that game? One of the things I'm worried about in that game is Henry and the Bills' run defense, which was terrible against Henderson the other day and had its bad moments in Miami. So that's got me really, and you know what? And we'll see how they do against Josh Jacobs. But anyway, yeah, I don't like that. This morning, I don't feel good about that matchup.
All right. 4-1. A little bit of the shine taken off that Thursday night game against the Chiefs, but that's
right.
Okay.
That's right. Blame
Short
me.
Memory. Mm-hmm. Right back to a chance to prove yourself against the Kansas City Chiefs Thursday, October 15th. Maybe with fans.
Yeah, the Chiefs are good. Really good. And nothing has changed my mind yet. Even with the explosive offense the Bills have, having watched most of that game last night, I'm not sure how they stop Mahomes. And that's a good Kansas City defense. It's not automatic. That they're not one-dimensional. You go in, guys, we're going to get 31. We can't give up 35. Nah, I don't like the math here either, so I'll take a loss in that game.
Loss, 4-2. Losing to the Chiefs.
Here come the Twins.
At the Jets. Actually, by the way, I wanted to tell you something funny. Mm-hmm. From the Chiefs to the Jets. So that's the creme de la creme to
the number one overall pick.
Yeah, to the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
The Jets do play the Chiefs at some point this year. What will the spread be?
Ooh. Wow. How often do we have double-digit point spreads?
It's actually not as uncommon as it used to
be. Right, then I'm going to go 12 and a half. I'm just pulling a number out of thin air.
I bet it's 17. Really? It'll look like a college football spread. Anyway, Bills 4-2, looking to bounce back at the Jets.
Let's not even talk about that game. Don't even waste your time on it.
Okay, pick, will Adam Gase still be the coach?
No.
Okay, 5-2.
Especially
win
if they
over
lose Thursday.
Greg Williams.
Right? If they
That's
lose,
great.
If they lose Thursday to Denver, and maybe their third string quarterback, and the Jets have a week and a half or whatever after that game, and I think, right, isn't Woody Johnson about to come back and take over ownership of the team again?
Yep.
I can't. I mean, Gacy's so bad.
So 5-2, uh-huh. Home against New England, and no matter what.
I love what? The tweets.
Oh, I got to focus. I got to get to those later.
Grant, how dare you?
Yeah.
Alexander, why do you hate the Bills, Howard?
You hate the Bills so
Jacob,
much.
Really? Losing to the Titans? Hashtag Howard Hader.
Howard Hader.
Thank you.
Here's the good news.
Love you, Jeremy.
You have them at 5-2 going into November.
Yes.
No matter what happens, that's for first place in the AFC East.
Yes.
Because the Patriots have one loss.
Correct.
Maybe they get another one.
They have two against Kansas City, right? They're playing
right.
Kansas City.
Even if they beat Kansas City,
yeah.
You will have, if you beat them, you both have two losses. You have the head-to-head.
Yeah.
So, 5-2 Bills hosting New England November 1st for first place in the AFC East.
You know, the Bills know what it's like to try and defend a quarterback with legs. You know, well, they all have legs, actually, but you know what I'm saying?
It's true.
See, this is the kind of insight why people listen to this program, because of insight like, you know, the Bills practice against a quarterback with legs. So they're going to have a good plan for Cam Newton and really not worried about anybody as long as they don't run for 250 yards like they did against the Raiders. The Bills will win that football game, good sir.
Win. 6-2, first place in the AFC East, and a good win because the next two opponents, kind of tough, out of conference, though. Home, Seattle.
Too much Russell Wilson cooking. He will cook up a Seahawks victory in that game.
6-3. Then at Arizona to play Kyler Murray
and
the Cardinals.
Whose Cardinals?
Your Cardinals.
It's all right. I'm pulling for the Bills. I hope my Cardinals understand. I think they'll have a good enough plan to deal with Arizona's offense. So I will pick the Bills to beat my Cardinals.
All right. 7-3 headed to the bye week, returning to play the Chargers. Tyrod Taylor Is he going to start?
Well, he hasn't been ruled out for this week yet by Anthony Lynn. Doesn't matter. Right. Doesn't matter. They could bring back Dan Fouts and the Bills. Well, I mean, now he wouldn't really be that good a quarterback. The Bills will win that game no matter what.
8-3 on to Monday Night Football. The banged up Niners
mm-hmm.
blew out the Giants. Looked pretty good. Still a good coach.
Yeah.
Bills at Niners.
Don't care. Something's not right about the Niners, and they do have a lot of injuries, and you know, they'll get I'm sure they'll get a lot of these guys back by then. Not Bosa and Thomas and some of these other guys. I'm feeling better about that game. I really am, so I'm going to pick a win for the Bills there.
Monday night win, 9-3, four games remaining. At this point, we know the Bills are making the postseason. There's seven teams that do. They're still probably in control in the division, going to hosting Pittsburgh. The Steelers are back, baby.
Yes. Doesn't matter. Bring on Big Ben. It's a good matchup. It really is for the Bills secondary against those receivers and the run defense against Connor and all that stuff. I know they're a really good defense. I think that's going to be a hell of a battle, quite honestly. And I think the Bills will find a way to beat Pittsburgh in a very close, very stressful game.
10-3 win over the Steelers. That's a big one. Big one. And that's a night game, too. Sunday night football.
Oh, man, that's going to be a late night. I'm not going to be happy on Monday morning. Okay, that's fine.
Two straight weeks of 8 p.m. kickoffs and also makes
I'm going to be tired.
3 out of 4 with Denver could be flexed, by the way. You could go 4 in a row.
Denver could
at
be
night,
flexed.
Or at least afternoon games. Yeah. Bills at Denver in a time to be determined still.
But it's a win no matter what time they play that game. They could play it at, you know, 6 in the morning mountain time, and the Bills will beat the Denver Broncos.
11-3. At New England, if the division isn't locked up, this is a game to lock it up.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, Monday night's final game of the season, Bills at Patriots.
I'm going to guess the division, how do I want to phrase this one? I don't think the division will be locked up, but I also don't think this is a win or you lose the division to the Patriots game. They'll probably have a two-game lead at that point, have a little bit of a cushion. I do think New England's going to win the game, though.
New England wins, 11-4. Home Miami might need to win this game.
Yeah,
to win the division in that case.
Yeah, I think they might too. Yeah, sure. And that's going to be a win no matter what. I mean, unless if it's wrapped up and all that. But yes, I think the game will mean something for the Bills. And it's Josh Allen and it's Miami. So he'll throw for like 800 yards and they'll win the football game.
All right, 12-4.
Mm-hmm.
Brayton, what changes did the soothsayer Howard bring us?
Let's see here. Looks like he flipped a win against the Titans to a loss.
Ooh,
and obviously. He flipped a loss to the 49ers to a win.
Okay.
And that's it.
It's just how I roll, babe. 803-0550 to join us. 888-552.
Hashtag Howard Hater. We talk if you want to.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's probably going to trend now. Thank you very much. That'll be the next hoodie you're raising money for. We'll get a break in.
Ooh, that's actually not a bad idea.
No. I've got to have approval on that. You're using my name. There's got to be some copyright or something like that. I must have legal rights to my name. A couple of questionable losses here. Oh, but it's, hey, Del Reed. Love you, Del. Couple of questionable losses here, SMH, but it's evident. Hashtag Howard loves the Bills. Thank you, Dell. Thank you. Now that's a t-shirt you can make. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.